And I've got some guests here in the studio from Revere's Writers. And you've heard me, if you listen to the Gun Guy Show, you've heard me talk about Revere's Writers before. I am on the board, I am proud to say, of Revere's Writers. And the reason that I accepted the invitation to be on the board is because I'm a big supporter of this organization. I've taken their courses. I've been a student of theirs. And what I like is the approach that Revere's Writers has to gun training, because it's education not only on managing a gun itself, on shooting skills, on fundamentals, but the organization also has a component of civic engagement, that is making a difference in your community. It also has a component which is teaching a little bit of American history, and specifically the events of April 15th, 1775. And you've heard me talk about those events more than once here on the Gun Guy Show if you've been listening any length of time at all. Because those events in 1775, to a very large degree, is what started us down the road of becoming a country. And they define who we are as a country. And if you don't understand, for instance, the reason why the shot heard around the world at Lexington Green, why that shot was even fired, or why that battle started, or what the British troops were doing when Paul Revere made his famous ride, and he wasn't the only one, by the way, and warned people in the countryside, especially in Lexington and Concord, that the British regulars were out. Well, what were the British there to do? Gun control. They were there to seize guns. And those events, and when Americans simply said hell no to the British regulars, hell no, you're not taking our guns. That's what led us down the road to becoming a country. That to a large degree defines us as Americans. When people don't understand the connection between being a proud American and supporting the Second Amendment in particular, it all starts with the events of April 15, 1775. That's why I love talking about that, and I love the fact that Revere's Writers includes a little discussion of those events, a little miniature American history lesson as part of their training. And they do an incredibly good job at it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's great to combine that. And it's fun, too, because we have a standing joke when you go to a course or we're at a meeting, and a lot of times we refer to the language of the Second Amendment itself, where we talk about a well-regulated militia. And, you know, the liberals out there will say, well, yeah, well-regulated, that means we need lots of regulations. Well, that's not what well-regulated means. And we don't have to argue about this. The Supreme Court of the United States has clarified it. But well-regulated in the context of the militia, and the militia is who, by the way? It's all of us. It's everyone. It's common man. Today, it'd be all able-bodied adults. But well-regulated, as used in the Second Amendment, simply means efficient, well-trained, well-equipped. Like a clock is regulated if it keeps good time. A militia is regulated if it's well-trained, well-equipped, well, and efficient, capable. And so there's a standing joke, and we all love doing it, and we'll wink, and you know, somebody will shoot a great target, or somebody will shoot a great round in a drill, or shoot a great score when we're being scored toward the end. And somebody will look at them and wink and say, you're well-regulated. And that's exactly what we're talking about, and that's a lot of fun. So when we come back, got a couple of guys here from Revere's Writers, Jake Woodcock, who's been here before, and Nigel Downton, also from Revere's Writers. We're going to talk about some upcoming events and what they've got going on, and I'm always pleased to talk about those because I'm a huge supporter of that organization. I'm proud to be a part of it. That's what we'll go to when we come back. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. So we're talking about the fun part of gun ownership. You know, a lot of times we talk about politics, and Lord knows with an election looming, and we're going to get back to this in terms of what we have at stake on who wins at various levels, state and federal, as gun owners. But a fun part of being a gun owner is when I get to talk to folks like Nigel Downton and Jake Woodcock from Revere's Writers. And first of all, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Guy. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. Well, you guys heard my description of Revere's Riders, and I hope I did it justice, but it is a large degree about training, and you've got some events coming up. Tell us about what you guys have going on.
Upcoming events for this year still is on the 21st of November. We have our Defensive Pistol 209, which is the continuation of our Defensive Pistol 145 course. That's a lot of movement, drills from holster, drills while moving, stuff like that. It's a very dynamic course. To take it, though, you need to have had Defensive Pistol 145. So we have that course coming up March 20th. Usually in March, it's, you know, you get a nice little bit of weather elements can play a role into that, which is always a lot of fun, too, because things don't always happen on nice, sunny, 70-degree days.
No. In fact, we were talking during the break. I took a carbine class from Revere's Riders on a particularly cold day. I want to say it was February.
Yes.
And my rifle didn't do very well that day. But you know, we always say you're testing your gear, you're testing yourself, because we don't always get to pick the weather when something bad happens.
Exactly right. And I mean, there was one carbine where, you know, I couldn't even feel my hands because it was so cold.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to do reloads, you're trying to, you know, do weapon manipulation and whatnot, and that's a whole different universe out there. Well, so if somebody, say, hasn't had the first level Revere's Riders course, is there any way they could still take 209? Is there any comparable training, or is that the absolute prerequisite?
For 209, they would need to get with me personally. That they can email me or text me, call me, and all my information's on reveresriders.org, and I can walk them through it. And if I know them and have felt, you know, shot with them in the past, then that's okay.
Okay. And then that goes on into next year, though. What else you guys got coming up?
On the 20th of March, we got our Defensive Pistol 145 course, which is a great course. It's introducing people who are considering concealed carry, just getting into it, or who have concealed carry but never taken a course. So that's kind of our target audience. You know, as long as you're safe with a firearm and you know how to use it reasonably, you're welcome to attend, and you'll learn something. We have plenty of instructors, so if someone's kind of needs a little bit of additional support, we can easily take them off the line, move them to a different location, and continue some one-on-one training. Had it happen a couple times. By the end of the day, they're some of the best shooters on the line, so it's not a big deal. We've had young all the way up to elderly. And it's the course is designed for everyone.
And, you know, one thing I've been impressed by with Revere's Riders since I've been involved is you guys have done a really nice job of keeping the cost down as well. These are not expensive courses. And that's been impressive to me because, man, you look at some training around the country or even right here in Indiana, and it can be pretty damn pricey. You guys really work hard at keeping the prices down.
We do. We're a volunteer organization, so we don't have a lot of the overhead that, you know, some...
Oh, wait a minute.
Organizations
I don't
do.
I don't get to earn a paycheck being on the board? I missed that part.
No.
The answer is no. The answer is no, Guy. No, I love that. It is a volunteer organization. I'm pleased to volunteer my time. But that does really allow the cost to remain reasonable. What are the prices, if you guys know off the top of your head, for something like Pistol 145 or Pistol 209?
Pistol 145 and the defensive pistol courses and our carbine courses are on the higher end of our spectrum. I think they range from $150 to $200 depending on the venue. Our basic rifle or basic pistol courses, they are like $65.
Yeah, and that's on the way low end, I got to tell you, because I'm kind of a training junkie. I like taking classes all across the country, and man, you don't find a $65 full-day course very often.
No, and military, first responders, police, teachers, they all get half off. So they just have to notify us that, hey, you know, I'm a teacher at such and such, discounted ticket. We want as many people. We don't want it cost to be prohibitive to get people to training. We also do a lot of free events. Mm-hmm. We usually do one or two free ladies-only pistol courses, and we have one scheduled next year for April 17th already. There'll probably be another one, and I think we're looking at, what, June?
October.
For that, we have one youth shoot next year that'll be free, and we work with the ranges, and we provide the firearms if they're needed, eye and ear protection, all the accoutrement that they need to have a successful, fun, entertaining, and enjoyable experience.
Well, that's awesome. And you know what? You guys have been involved with the Revere's Riders longer than I have. But I kind of gave a little general description of the organization there to lead into this segment. Anything else about Revere's Riders you want people to know in terms of how they can be involved, or anything else you want them to know about the organization?
They can hit us up on the website, Revere's Riders. Plenty of information out there. We will be publishing our 2021 schedule as it sits right now, probably by the end of November. So good things for getting on your Christmas card list. February the 20th, we're going to be doing a repeat of that carbine class down there in Seelyville. So, you know, we recommend people come out, take advantage of these classes. It's very low pressure. It's very safe. You know, there's a lot of experience out there, and you'll come out and you'll have a good time, and you'll get to test yourself and see whether you're well-regulated or not.
I hope you guys didn't take too much exception to my description of that whole thing, because that's something I've always got a kick out of and I've always enjoyed. I'm proud to be part of the organization, and it's great to have Jake Woodcock and Nigel Downton here in the studio with us. Right now we're at the bottom of the hour. It's time to take a break. This is Guy Relford on the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.